It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The mail-in ballot request deadline in Bucks County has been extended until Friday at 5 p.m. It comes after former President Trump, who once called mail-in ballots dangerous and corrupt, sued the county, accusing it of voter suppression when it turned away people who were requesting mail-in ballots. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Trump and David McCormick U.S. Senate campaigns. It says Bucks County violated election law when it turned people away who were in line at voter services offices before Tuesday's 5 p.m. deadline to request a mail-in ballot. A Bucks County judge agrees and has extended that deadline until 5 p.m. tomorrow. While anyone could have requested a mail-in ballot online before that deadline, elections offices across Pennsylvania have seen hours-long lines of people looking to cast in-person on-demand mail-in ballots for weeks. Last week, Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey noted the long line, saying political campaigns have been running ads and sending mailers, urging supporters to vote early. But he says Pennsylvania doesn't offer early voting like some other states. Instead, he says Pennsylvania only has the on-demand mail-in ballots, which Harvey calls the most inefficient way of voting, since it takes about 12 minutes per voter, as a county employee has to confirm eligibility, then print the specific ballot and return envelope. Counties have been advising the state legislature that having the deadline to request the mail-in ballot just 1 week before Election Day could lead to problems. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A community-based organization in North Philadelphia that promotes Puerto Rican arts and culture held a Get Out the Vote rally Wednesday. KYW's John McDevitt reports there were some special speakers who energized the crowd.
More than 100 people turned out for Taller Puerto Riqueño's event. Many held signs and wore buttons that read Latinos Con, which means with Harris Walls. One of the speakers was Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of the musical Hamilton. He addressed the comment made by a comedian at the Trump rally last Sunday, calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Listen, let's keep it 100. If you're Puerto Rican, you've heard worse than that to your face. I know I have. To hear it given an international platform by the Trump administration was dispiriting but not surprising to many of us. But I think more than anything, it was a reminder of how much he treated our island like garbage, especially after Irma and Maria.
Miranda told the crowd to vote like your life depends on it. Vote like Puerto Rico depends on it. Kamala Harris's sister Mia was there, too. She also stressed to get out and vote and elect Kamala Harris president of the United States. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Firefighters in New Jersey are battling a forest fire that's burned 40 acres in Evesham Township, Burlington County. As of this morning, the State Forest Fire Service says the flames are 50% contained. Officials say vegetation is tinder dry right now because we are in record-breaking dry spell. We've gone more than 30 days without rain. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
Philadelphia and its suburbs already broke one record by going more than 30 consecutive days without measurable rain.
It looks as though we're going to make it through the entire month of October with no measurable rain, which would be a record for not only the month of October, but for any month in recorded weather history in Philadelphia to this point.
That's senior meteorologist Bob Larson for AccuWeather. He says while October is usually the driest month, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and some neighboring states are all dealing with a recent lack of rain.
The water tables are greatly reduced. We desperately need rain at this point.
Larson says there's a chance for a possible light shower earlier on Friday with another small chance of rain late Sunday afternoon. But even if it does rain, it won't be enough.
You know, we did not get into this drought overnight. We're not getting out of it overnight. It will take several soaking rainstorms to get us out of this deficit.
Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Some sad news to share about a former KYW News Radio anchor. Here's our Ian Bush.
We are remembering Wally Kennedy, our longtime colleague and Philadelphia broadcast icon, has died at the age of 76.
April the Giraffe was, you could say, a gestation sensation.
the focus of a YouTube live cam since February.
Wally's instantly recognizable voice echoed over our airwaves for more than a decade, and his face, that smile, was known to millions as well.
True? Find out on the next day in Philadelphia at 10 a.m.
In his 20 years on Channel 6, Wally hosted AM Philadelphia, Philly After Midnight, Sunday Live, and Inside Story. He was inducted into the Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame in 2011. Wally Kennedy's wife says his three kids brought him great joy, as did being part of the community through radio and TV.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.